in its going. I want the consistency, and in these times that I have been, I've been very lucky, perhaps, that I was not elected. At this stage, I am very much more prepared than I have ever been. I am much more committed to the county and to the advancement of Sublette County, and I can see I'm well prepared to serve as a county commissioner, and I have the time, the interest, and I have the talent to do so. Thank you.
County commissioner candidate Courtney Skinner. And our next candidate, Joel Bousman.
Thank you, Bob, and thanks everyone who's putting on this forum. We all appreciate it, and it gives the public an opportunity to make decisions on who they want to support. I'm Joel Bousman. I'm also running for county commissioner. Over 80% of the land in Sublette County is owned and managed by either the state or the federal government. The economy of our county is extremely dependent upon multiple use of those public lands. Before I served as your county commissioner, I served Wyoming and the western states' livestock industry for over 20 years, working with Forest Service and BLM folks in determining decisions made on multiple use of public lands. Since being a commissioner, I've made several trips to Washington, D.C., representing Sublette County's interests, dealing with multiple use issues, especially in regards to mitigating impact because of intensive energy development. That's a big thing here in Sublette County. In doing that, I've developed a network of communications with the necessary people to address these kinds of issues. An essential part of this job is to fund all branches of county government. In the present budget, over $73 million is in reserve accounts for future use, and we also have a record cash carryover of over $85 million. Our county is in good financial condition. I will continue to endorse expanding the reserve accounts because we don't know what the future holds. We do have an opportunity to use some of these energy resources for other uses like enhancing our economic diversity. We need to keep the public lands available for public use and contributing to the economy of this county. Thank you.
And that was County Commissioner candidate Joel Bousman. Now, when you go to vote, the ballot is going to say vote for no more than two. In other words, if you have one of these three men that you really, really want, you can vote for just one person. That's called a power vote. But most people will be voting for two. So we have three on the ballot, two will be elected. And, of course, this is the general election. So everybody, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Independents, will all see exactly the same ballot, and you'll be able to vote for two of these three men. Now, as we go on to sheriff, we are going to be talking to four candidates for sheriff. One is the Republican nominee, which is John Wells. Two of them did the petition drive and are on the ballot as independents. That's Mike Edison and Stephen Haskell. And Dave Lankford is running a serious write-in campaign. So as opposed to some unserious ones that have happened in the past, Dave's is a serious write-in campaign. So all four are what we would call viable candidates. Let me turn it over to, or should I just introduce the first one? Let's go ahead and start with Mike Edison, independent candidate for sheriff.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. And first of all, I'd like to thank the sponsors for inviting me here. And I'd like to thank every one of you for being here tonight and showing an interest in our local government. The local government, it's we the people. It's the closest to the people. So I really want to thank you for being here. Also, I'd like to thank my wife and my son for being here tonight. If you could stand up, please, a minute, Hannah and Adrian. For without the support, loving support of my wife and son, none of this would be possible for me. Well, I am Mike Edison, and I am running because I'm concerned about our future and the future of our children. Over the last several years, we have witnessed a loss of freedom and an erosion of our Constitution and Bill of Rights. The county sheriff is the highest elected law enforcement officer in the county, and he has the ultimate jurisdiction. He is the guardian of liberty and the protector of these rights. I believe we can restore our God-given rights and take our nation back, county by county and state by state. So I have graduate studies specifically in leadership, and I have experience as a public school administrator. Some of the coursework also included studies in law and ethics, and I have previous military experience. But most importantly, what I'd like to share with you is I do know the difference between right and wrong. Now, for an undersheriff, I have chosen Henry Schmidt, who was the undersheriff while Hank Rulin was sheriff here in Sublette County, and he brings with him over 35 years of professional law enforcement experience. So I feel that together, with my leadership and Henry's experience, that we can protect and guard those rights and freedoms that we so cherish. So thank you very much once again for being here. And here's John Wells.
All right, that was candidate for sheriff Mike Edison. Now, for those of you in the room, this sounds ridiculous that I'm saying the names over and over again, but I've been told by the people out in the radio audience it makes all the difference to have the name given both at the beginning and end of the speech so that the radio audience knows who they are listening to. We now go to the Republican nominee for sheriff, John Wells.
Hi, my name is John Wells, and I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. We really appreciate the support of the community. I am running for the sheriff of Sublette County. I'm a lifetime resident of Wyoming, and I'm currently employed at Sublette County Sheriff's Office as a South County captain. I've been a peace officer for the last 18 years, with over half of that in a supervisory capacity. I'm an active member of the Wyoming Peace Officers Association, the Western State Sheriff's Association, the Wyoming Association of Sheriffs and Chiefs of Police, as well as being a lifetime member of the National Rifle Association. With my past experience, especially the last 2 years, being the South County Captain, I believe I have earned the trust and respect of the deputies and the citizens we serve. I believe I can carry out the duties and responsibilities of the sheriff, and will do so to the best of my ability. Thank you.
Candidate for Sheriff, John Wells. Our next candidate is independent candidate, Stephen Haskell.
Hello, one and all. My name is Stephen Haskell. Yes, I am running for sheriff. Thank you for your participation and your interest in the elections. A little bit about myself. I served our country for 25 years in the United States Marine Corps. I went from Private E-1 to Master Sergeant E-8. I've been around the world, and some places I'm not in no hurry to go back to. I am a combat vet, and I'm proud of it. I am a member of the American Legion and also the VFW. My last 3 years in the Marine Corps, I managed a $10.5 million budget, 130-plus Marines and all their training. When their families were deployed, I was in charge of all their families and the welfare of their families. I served this county as a deputy sheriff for 2 years, and I am still certified deputy sheriff. I served as a volunteer firefighter for Marbleton and Big Piney for 4 years. I was also elected as a member of the Sublette County Fire Board for 3 years. I'm running for sheriff because I want to make the sheriff's office a community-friendly, functional, professional, operational, and cost-effective, and most important, a high moral standard. I also want to give the members of Sublette County a sheriff's office that they can all be proud of. Thank you very much.
Candidate Stephen Haskell. And finally, for sheriff, our write-in candidate, Dave Langford.
Langford, and I'm a write-in candidate for sheriff of Sublette County, and I do want to be your sheriff. I'm married to Mary for 35 years, and I have a son, Gary. 30 years in law enforcement, 5.5 years with the Laramie Police Department, 24.5 years with the Wyoming Highway Patrol, of which 21 years were served in Sublette County. I retired from the Highway Patrol in 2001. I spent the last 10 years in the private sector, where I've been a partner and manager of the Pinedale Sinclair and owner and operator of Peak Glass. I have worked with employees, met payroll, engaged a budget, maintained business assets, and have made service a business priority. I've been involved in numerous church and community organizations and in many leadership roles. I believe that serving and protecting the community are of equal importance. I love Sublette County, and I have a deep respect for the citizens who have been my friends and neighbors for the last 30 years, many of whom called me during the primary and encouraged me to run for this office. The duties of the sheriff must include community involvement, and the sheriff must provide leadership by example by practicing common sense. My goals as sheriff are to provide uniform law enforcement, earn citizens' respect by listening to the community voice, and by being accessible. Promote good working relationships with the county attorney and all agencies enforcing laws in Sublette County. Provide leadership, administration, and fiscal responsibility. As sheriff, I will make leadership my priority to the citizens of Sublette County and law enforcement and the public service they deserve. Thank you.
Again, that was write-in candidate Dave Langford. Now, in the case of sheriff, it is vote for one. One of these four men will become our next sheriff, and it's really pretty simple. Whoever gets the most votes wins. School district isn't quite that simple. As we now move to school district, we're going to start with the trustee for... I'm looking at the ballot, trying to see what the difference is between the different groups. This is the... Mary, can you help me out? Is this called the two-year term? All right, there's two-year term, four-year own, but the geographic area is the same, right? And they all run at large. And also, just a quick question, Marbleton North, which would be voting for House District 22, are they voting for these people for school districts? So Marbleton North, Marbleton, and Big Piney precincts, all three of them are voting for these people, and there's a two-year term and a four-year term, and... unlike Pinedale, we don't have areas here. All right, hearing that from Mary Langford, so I'm getting it correct. The first two candidates are going to be the two-year candidates. Two are on the ballot. One will be elected. So we'll start with Sherry Redden and let her do her introduction.
Thank you. I'm Sherry Redden. I live in Big Piney. My husband and I moved here from Arizona. We've lived here 19 years. We had three children who all attended the Sublette County School District 9 and have graduated from Big Piney High School. I've served in the Boy Scout organization, in the Cub Scout organization, in various leadership capacities in the church where I attend with the youth from age... I guess babies all the way up to 18-year-olds. I've also been involved in community projects, getting the bike path in the areas, and I'm concerned and I guess aware of issues and needs of the children, of the youth, and of the adults of the community here, and I'm a homemaker, and I have plenty of time, I guess, to... pursue those interests, and thank you for your time.
Candidate Sherry Redden. And the next candidate, which will be Sherry's opponent, Mac Rawhauser.
Welcome. I'm glad to see everybody's here. I did not anticipate this many people coming. I have been in Big Pine for 34 years, been working at the school district for 31 years as a teacher, have been retired for 4 years, am wondering why I'm doing this. And the question is, it's time to give something back. And I'm ready to do that. I was appointed to the school board by the school board for 2 months because of Dr. Turner leaving the community. And so my eyes have been opened to the behind-the-scenes things that school boards do. It takes time. It takes energy. And I think I'm ready to do that. And I'm really interested in it. I do know where the bodies are buried. I've been here for 31 years. So it has been fun already trying to sort things out. There's a lot more to do, and hopefully it works out. One thing I do want to explained that we talked about Marbleton and we talked about Big Piney and the voting districts. We also have LaBarge, and LaBarge is a part of our school district. And so there are people that I'm not sure if the radio goes that far. I have no idea. But they are part of our school district. Again, thank you very much for coming this evening.
Candidate Mac Rawhauser, and thank you for that information, because now I need to contact the Lincoln County Clerk to get the final results on election night as we broadcast election returns. I was not aware of that, so appreciate you bringing that up. Of the two you just heard, Sherry Redden and Mac Rawhauser, one will be elected, so it's vote for one, two names on the ballot. Now we go to a completely separate election for school district number 9, and these are the four-year terms. There are five names on the ballot. You will be electing two of these people. Three. Vote for three, is that correct? Two? Trustees, Big Piney. Oh, that's a cemetery district. I'm sorry. You guys are not... My mistake. The cemetery district is vote for three. All right, getting to where we belong, school district number 9, four-year term, there it is. Vote for, you can vote for two of these people. Four of them are here today. A fifth one, Barty Bray, was unable to attend. But the four that are here today include James Gray, Glade Jones, Ray Pape, and John Fear. We'll start by hearing from James Gray.
All right. My name is Jim Gray. I have three beautiful daughters in school, and I see the great things that are happening with these girls and the opportunities that they have, and I just like to be a part of this to ensure that all of our kids in this district get the same opportunity and the ability to advance with what this county has to offer. I'll do my best. I promise that. I promise to be a listening ear and, you know, express the concerns of the citizens and the families of this community to the board, you know, as needed, and I promise to get back with, you know, any comments that are given to me. Hope for your vote, and thanks very much.
Candidate James Gray. Our next candidate, Glade Jones.
Hello and welcome. I guess three of us will be going to the cemetery after the election. I hope I'm not one of them, but we've got a good school district here in Sublette 9. I've been on the board for the last 4 years, and we've done some good things. And the reason I'm running mainly at first was because I'm down from LaBarge area, and there were people complaining that we weren't represented, and LaBarge should have somebody. And I said, well, anybody ran? Nobody been running. Well, why are you complaining if nobody's running? You can't complain if you're not willing to throw your hat in and go for it. And so that's what I've done. I threw my hat in and ran, and it's been a great experience to be on the board and to see the inner workings of the school and how the school operates and the concern they do have for our children. I have four children in school, one in junior high, one in high school, and two in kindergarten in LaBarge. So I have kids that are representing three of the different schools in Sublette 9. And that, and having kids in school, I've found really puts you closer to what's going on in the schools. And I really noticed that this last year when I didn't have anybody in LaBarge for a year, how much unattached I was from the LaBarge school for that 1 year's time. Oh, boy, I've talked longer than I thought I had. So that's why I'm running. I'm here, and I'm glad to be here, and I'd ask for your vote.
Candidate Glade Jones. Our next candidate for the four-year term for school district number 9, Ray.
Again, I'd like to thank everyone for coming. I grew up here in Sublette County, over in the Pinedale area. Now I live over here in Big Piney. For all the parents that have kids around and after-school activities, probably seen me. I volunteer for wrestling, soccer, Little League, you name it. I'm probably helping coach. I've got 10 years with the Marbleton Fire Department, Big Funny Marbleton Fire Department, and this is just running for the school board. I think they've done a great job. I'm not running because I'm upset with how things are going. I just want to use some common sense, not be afraid to call a spade and stick to my guns on decisions that I don't like or won't support, to help wrangle or steer the administration to help our kids, you know, get a better education. So I'm going to keep it short. I appreciate your vote. Thanks.
And that was candidate Ray Pape. And our final candidate here tonight for school district number 9, four-year term, John Fear.
Thanks for coming. My name's John Fear. I've lived in Suffolk County for 47 years. I graduated from school district number 9. I went on to the University of Wyoming, got my BS degree there. There's a few people I've roomed with in this room. But the reason I decided to throw my name in the hat, because I really care about the kids, I care about the district, I want to see it go forward, I want to see the kids get a good education, and that's basically why I got involved. I think what we have down there going right now has been good, but there's always you never know. New blood might be better. But I would appreciate your vote, and thanks for coming.
And that was candidate John Fear. Now, for those of you interested in the Big Piney Cemetery District, because of time restraint, we did not bring in the cemetery district candidates, but on the ballot in the South County, you will see for the four-year term, Margaret Koziel, Frank Morrison, and Spencer Nichols. It says vote for three. There are three on the ballot. That one, I think we can predict who's going to win right now. On the two-year term for cemetery district, that one is contested. It's vote for one, and there's three on the ballot. So a decision will have to be made between Michelle Merrill, Dick Tanner, and Zenda Thomas. So now we know who is on the cemetery district, and we know that these men are not on the cemetery district ballot. We want to remind everybody once again that if you want to submit a question as we now go into the next phase of this forum to be asked, Casey Dean, editor of the Pinedale Roundup, will be asking the questions. J.C. Rose in the back is gathering the questions on index cards. If you'd raise your hand or get her attention, she will bring you an index card. In addition to writing your question, again, please indicate which race it is for, and we will attempt to incorporate your question. For those of you listening on the radio, and I'm sure the radio audience is probably many times over the size of the room tonight, and we have a good turnout here in the room, your access to this forum is via email. The email address is forum@pinedaleonline.com. Again, that's F-O-R-U-M, forum, at pinedaleonline.com. And again, please indicate what race your question is for. Casey, ready to go? We are going to rotate the order that we ask the question so that the next person in line is first up, and that way we don't have the same person getting hit first and last on all the questions. The order will be changed. So this time, as we go to County Commissioners, Courtney Skinner will receive the first question from Casey Dean.
All right. For County Commissioners, your first question is, should Sublette County hire another lobbyist for the Homestead Extension Act?
And answering, Courtney Skinner.
The county hire another lobbyist for the Homestead Exemption Act? No, I don't believe so. I believe that we have within the present county commissioners, within the community, and within the county, somebody that can represent us, probably as good as any lobbyist that we have. We know that Kramer worked diligently and the other county commissioners for a long, long time. But I want to turn that question around. I have something that has not been asked in the last 7 years of running, and what I call a mineral displacement tax that would take the place of the Homestead Exemption Act. And it is modeled after the great state of Alaska, in which every resident of Sublette County would receive a stipend back. And that would replace the homestead exemption.
Candidate Courtney Skinner. Our next candidate to answer the same question, Joel Bousman.
Sublette County a year ago did try hiring a lobbyist to do a better job of getting what we needed done down at the legislature, which included lobbying on behalf of getting the homestead exemption tax. We were not successful. I think the key to ever getting this through is better education, and I think that needs to come from the commissioners themselves. I've learned that somewhat being at the legislature fairly extensively, that a county commissioner in a hearing, in a legislative hearing, whether it's before an interim committee or before a hearing during the legislation, during the process, is more effective than a lobbyist. In terms of Courtney's suggestion about a payment to all citizens of the county, that would take a statutory change as well, and it would bring on pressure to equalize county funding throughout the state. Thank you.
Candidate Joel Bousman. And the final candidate for county commissioner answering the question, Andy Nelson.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on numerous state boards that have involved lobbyists, and I know we have one person in here that was a lobbyist and has done some lobbying at the state capitol. I'll tell you right off the bat, a lobbyist, a good lobbyist that is well aware of what is going on in your organization is worth their weight in gold. The short answer is I would entertain that discussion. Because if you find the right lobbyist, and if you've got a shark that's on your side, they do a great job. They know how things work at the state capitol. I don't want to say that the county commissioners don't have to be involved. They have to be in it as deep as the lobbyist, and they have to be there right with the lobbyist.
County Commissioner candidate Andy Nelson. We're now going to a new question, this time for our four candidates for sheriff. Starting out will be John Wells. Casey Dean will ask the question.
Okay, for the sheriff, who do you plan to install as undersheriff, and what will the hierarchy of your office? Do you want me to repeat it? Who will you install as undersheriff, and what will the hierarchy of your office be?
And first will be John Wells.
Okay, I have no plans right now for an undersheriff. I've got to get through the election first before I decide on who's going to be an undersheriff. There's no sense getting somebody else's hopes up. The hierarchy will be, I would like to keep an undersheriff now. The captain's positions have worked out very well, but I think we need an undersheriff and some lieutenants under that and go down the scale that way. I think we can do away with some of the captain's positions and put lieutenants in there, but I do not have any plans right now for an undersheriff.
Candidate John Wells. Our next candidate to answer, Stephen Haskell.
My undersheriff and the whole administration will come within the office in and of itself, and all those who are like-minded and excuse me, and we share the same ideas and where we want to go with the sheriff's office, they will be part of the administration. The second part of that question, yes, there will be an undersheriff. And there will also be one in charge of detention and one in charge of patrol. And then after that, we'll run a couple of the sergeants and go from there. Nice and easy.
Candidate Stephen Haskell. Answering next, candidate Dave Lankford.
My first priority is to get elected sheriff. Once I am, then my undersheriff or the way that it goes will come from the department. We have some outstanding guys within the Sublette County Sheriff's Office. They need to be taken advantage of. Their experience, their knowledge of the area is what we need to include. As to where, what the hierarchy will be, once you get in, you have to take a look at the personnel to see what best fits for what. So as of right now, just my priority is there, but we have a good sheriff's office, and I will work with it.
Candidate Dave Lankford. And the final candidate for sheriff to answer that question, Mike Edison.
How's that? Better? Okay. Thank you, Bob. I have chosen Henry Schmidt as an undersheriff. Henry brings with him more than 35 years experience of law enforcement experience with him. He also works with the nationally in the capacity for searching for missing children throughout the United States. So a great team player. The hierarchy, I want to emphasize that the sheriff's department belongs ultimately to the people of Sublette County. So they're at the top of the hierarchy. And then there would be me, if elected, and then Henry, and then like John Wells, probably have some lieutenants under that. So a very similar structure, but it begins with the people. Thank you.
Candidate Mike Edison. We now go to a round of question, or a question, for school district number 9. We'll start out with the two people. In fact, Casey, let's do this. Let's keep the two groups separate because they are separate races. This time we'll go to Mac Rawhauser for the question. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right, I thought I missed something here. To Mac Rawhauser, and then he will be followed by Sherry Redden. Again, remember, it's one of these two people that you will be electing, Mac Rawhauser. Maybe we should get the question, right? That would be a little easier if you have the question.
All right. This question for school district candidate. And Recreation, Mill.
Hot topic right now. And right now the equitable distribution is way off. If I'm not mistaken, 89% of that distribution goes to Pinedale School District and 11% goes to Big Piney School District. On November 11th, the school board here in Big Piney is meeting with the school board in Pinedale. We're on their agenda to discuss this, to try to work out some sort of boundary change discussion. It's in the discussion stages right now. But by state statute, it says that both parties or both boards must agree to discuss this. And that's where we are in that stage right now. But it does need to be equitable. And if you took the equity right now, it would be 60-40 because of 60% of the kids are in Pinedale School District. There you go.
With candidate Mac Rawhauser. Answering next, candidate Sherry Redden.
Thank you, Mac. That was well answered. I've also been following that, and our it's not equal, it's equitable, and you have to remember that. It needs to be equitable, and the discussion level is we want that local control. We would like to work with the districts to provide that equitable funding so that the state doesn't come in and take it away from us. We'd like to keep it a local control.
Candidate Sherry Redden. Again, these two people are the two-year term candidates running against each other. We now go to the four-year term candidates. Again, you're electing two of these people. We will start this time with Glade Jones, since we're rotating the order. Glade Jones to answer the question.
As far as equitable funding, I think we've got to just keep pushing until we get it done. I can't add a whole lot to what Mac has said to that question without just boring everybody. So I'm on. You can put me on record that I'm right with Mac with what he's presented.
Candidate Glade Jones. Next answer, Ray Pape.
Mac did do a good job answering that. Can't really indulge any more on that, except that, you know, being a local kid growing up in Pinedale, living in Big Piney, I think I've got great contacts on both sides of the county so that we can, you know, push the issue, try to break down the communication walls so that we can have an equitable resolution to this issue. Thanks.
Candidate Ray Pape. Our next candidate, John Fear.
I'm going to say the same thing. Mac did a swell job there. I just think we need to get it we're closer to equal than what we got right now. And hopefully we don't have to go to the battles. I think the Pinedale District will see what's going on, understand what's going on once everybody gets the facts. And that's what it's going to take to get it balanced out a little better.
John Fear. And now after we pass the microphone and clear down to where we started last time, our final respondent, candidate James Gray.
Along with everybody else, I agree totally with what Max says. The thing that we need to remember, this is not greed that runs this. It's for the children. All of our children need the same equal opportunity this great county has to offer. So, again, I agree with this, and I will do my best to help this, whatever I can on it.
Candidate James Gray. And that should conclude this round. Do we go with another one? All right, we're going to do another one. Now we're going to go clear back to the county committee. But I think it'd be easier if he knew what the question was. So here's Casey Dean.
All right, your next question for the commissioner candidates is, do you support an irrigation and hydroelectric dam on the Upper Green River above Warren Bridge?
That's an interesting question, because at our couple of county commission meetings ago, we had a discussion about that. And before we can really say, or before I can say, whether I truly support it or not support it, we need to have at least a level 2 study done, which is a socioeconomic study of what it would cost and what the benefit would be, so we can do a cost-benefit analysis. I support the concept of upstream storage within the Green River Basin. I think that's extremely important, and I think it would be a tremendous benefit to the irrigators, as well as potential benefit to energy production. It's a clean source of energy, but part of that decision and whether to go forward and support it is to do a cost-benefit analysis. And that's we do support that formally. The Sublette County Commission has asked for that to occur. Thank you.
Candidate Joel Bousman. Answering next will be candidate Andy Nelson.
Yeah, I agree with Mac on this one, too. No, all joking aside, you do have to have that level 2 study done. I mean, there's no way that you can answer this question right now. But they would have to prove to me that the benefits far outweigh the detriments.
Andy Nelson. And finally, candidate Courtney Skinner.
Well, two of our very, very important things in Sublette County is our air and our water. Here in Big Piney, you had Dan Budd, who has fought all of his lifetime and all of mine to keep Wyoming's water here. That Green River should be called, or the Colorado River should be called, the Green River, because of the headwaters and what we have there. Anything to support it and to look at it to keep Wyoming's water in Wyoming. Now, the irrigation and the dam, I have been on to the sites where they propose it. Those, as Joel would say, has to have a little more study. But if we do not, at this stage, start to protect and continue to battle for Wyoming's water and the Green River and the upper Green River, we are going to be on the short end of the stick.
And concluding that question, candidate Courtney Skinner. We now shift gears and go over to the four candidates for county sheriff. We will be starting with Stephen Haskell. Let's go around. Casey Dean will ask a question.
Okay, your next training you would require of your officers to make to manage interaction with victims of violent and sexual crime.
That it's Stephen Haskell.
Absolutely. That is a fantastic question. Matter of fact, that was brought to me today at the Senior Center. For those that have never had to interact with a domestic violence in any way, shape, fashion, or form, it's one of the most dangerous calls you can ever go out on. You don't know what's behind that door. You don't know what's happening or anything else. In my opinion, training, not just to put the people in the situation, but fulfilling obligation as far as the recipients, male, female, whatever, whoever goes through this thing needs to understand that it's something has driven this whole thing to happen or take place, let's say. I believe that there needs to be outside intervention with professionals when it comes to this, not just us as law enforcement in and of itself.
Candidate Stephen Haskell. Our next respondent, candidate Dave Lankford.
Five and a half years of working a city police department and working in that sort of incident, yes, there's training that has to go on with it. There has to be understanding, too, that number one is at the end of the day, when everything else is done, police officers are not social workers. There needs to be things in stand to be able to take care of that. Police officers need to be able to make it home at the end of the night, or deputy sheriffs when it comes in. So training needs to go on as to how they need to be protected, how they need to handle the situation, and how to get them into situations where they can go on from there. So it's a combination, not only of what you're doing within your community, but what you're building up as a background to handle the calls that you take care of.
Candidate Dave Lankford. Our next respondent will be candidate Mike Edison.
Victims have rights, and training for law enforcement officers to interact with the victims, you bet, absolutely. I believe in having a department that is transparent, so as sheriff, as I would be on the radio, you know, in the newspapers, use the media resources available online, Pinedale Online. And pertaining to individual victims, follow-ups, I think that's very important that they have continuing contact, knowing where they stand and where the case is, where the case stands. I'd like to disagree with Dave. I'd like to say that law enforcement officers, they do work for the people. They are social workers of a sort. And that's very important that they work and interact with the people. Thank you.
Candidate Mike Edison. And concluding this round, candidate John Wells.
Well, I hope I understand your question right. Is there training? And the training starts at the Law Enforcement Academy for all sheriff's deputies, police officers, and it deals with domestic violence. We have ongoing training constantly. We work very closely with SAFE to make sure that people get the proper information and the proper protection. There's continuing education all the time that we send our officers to. They're required to get 40 hours of training every year, and a lot of this is in domestic violence.
Candidate John Wells. And that should conclude the question for the sheriff's candidates. We now go to school district number 9, starting with the two-year candidates. And if my notes are correct, this time Sherry Redden will start the answering. assuming I give Casey a chance to ask the question.
Thank you for that. For the school board, your next drug testing to training rules for student athletes, and what is your position on drug testing school staff?
There is already in place a CAN program at the high school where it's volunteer. They can be randomly drug tested. My children, Zachary and Randy, were participants of the CAN program, and they were randomly tested for drugs and alcohol. That's a volunteer program already in place in the high school. There is an eligibility code of ethics, I guess, that all athletes sign at the beginning of the school year. I believe that could be followed a little bit better, because I don't feel that it has been, I guess, followed as it could have been in the past. As far as the teachers and staff, I was in on a school board meeting where that came up a few years ago, and the consensus at that time was that the teachers' union did not allow that. That was unconstitutional for the teachers' union. I'm getting the stop sign, so I guess I'll...
Candidate Sherry Redden. Answering next will be candidate Mac Rawhauser.
No one wants drugs in their schools. No one wants one kid on drugs in their schools. But we don't want to be naive enough to say that it isn't there. It's a problem that needs to be addressed by everyone, teachers, community, administrators, school board members. Everybody needs to be involved in finding a way to figure out a solution. This is not going to be easy. The legal ramifications are phenomenal. But it must be attempted, it must be attacked with vigor, and we must do everything we can to find a solution to do the best we can for our kids to have a safe and orderly environment and actually drug-free. One of the things about this whole thing is it's not just the responsibility of the school. It's a community's responsibility also, and a parent responsibility. So we've got to work together on this one.
Candidate Mac Rawhauser. We now go on with the same question to the four-year candidates, this time starting out with candidate Ray Pape.
I do support some sort of a drug and alcohol policy for the students and staff. Staff probably doesn't want to hear that, but the industry that we work in, or most of us work in this county with the oil and gas industry, we're always on a drug and alcohol policy. So with my experience with my current company, I've got the background in some good policies. I think we just have to be careful that the punishment suits the crime with the kids. And I agree that the kids, the faculty, and the public all have to come to some sort of agreement on what kind of policy to put in place. Thank you.
Candidate Ray Pape. Our next respondent will be candidate John Beer.
I support this issue. I had some hard thoughts about it, and these are going to be the thoughts I have. The legal issue of this is huge. I mean, how can you get it done? That's one thing. They were talking about the staff and all that. They're under a union. I don't know if you can actually have a drug and alcohol testing program there. That's something that, you know, you got to get a lawyer, you got to get way in depth there. One thing I do have to ask is, are the parents ready? Is the community ready for something like this? Because let's not hide the fact. I mean, we have drugs and alcohol in our school. If you say that we don't, you don't have your eyes open. So it's an issue that has to be looked at. Thanks.
Candidate John Fear. Responding next will be candidate James Gray.
I agree with what Mac was saying. You know, we do have an issue. This issue does need to be addressed. This will take a huge community involvement, as well with the parents, you know, we need input from everybody with this situation. Our athletes are role models, you know, for our younger generations coming up. And, you know, and I think the standard needs to be set. As for the staff and the faculty, I've been in aviation going on 26 years, and they require us to do a drug testing just because of the safetyness, you know, the huge responsibility that we undertake. Our teachers are taking on that same type of responsibility. They're educating our children. You know, they're role models for them as well. So, whether the union approves this or not, I don't know. There needs to be a discussion on this, and a mutual agreement needs to be arrived.
Thank you. James Gray. And concluding this round, candidate Glade Jones.
This issue has been brought up from the community to the school, and I really support that. I like a communication going back and forth between the schools and the community. And to make something like this work, we have to have that communication channel between our school and our communities. And There may be some legal issues. Some of that stuff's being looked into at this, even at this time. But personally, I have no problem at all with drug testing and trying to clean up as much of those problems that are in our schools.
And that was candidate Glade Jones. This concludes this round of questioning. It's now 8 minutes after 7. I think to ask the question for a little five. Break at this point, or I'm seeing one male say yes. Don't think he's over 65, but let's go ahead and take about a 5 or 10 minute break. Alex, back to the radio station so you can thank our sponsors, and we'll pick this up again in about 5 or 10 minutes. Thank you, everyone.
That was Bob Rule in Marbleton with the candidates for county commissioner, sheriff, and school district number 9. Thank you to our sponsors for this evening's program given out to you to keep you informed and help you to know who to vote for on the general election coming up this Tuesday night, November 2nd. 23 Feed and Pet Supplies, located at Country Club, 215 Country Club Lane, number 1. All American Fuel in Big Piney and LaBarge, and High Mountain Real Estate right here in Pinedale. 23 Feed and Pet Supplies has Neutrina Feeds, Hortz Cattle, Poultry, Farm, Show Feeds, Triple Crown Horse Feeds, IFA Feeds. They do vaccines. They're self-service and full-service dog wash. That makes me laugh. You can take your own dog through self-service. I don't know if they have brushes, like at the car wash, or a wand that you would use. Serving all of Sublette County's ranch needs, please call them at 367-4166. And High Mountain Real Estate has some lovely properties that they have, two in the Upper Green Kendall Valley. One is located about 1 mile before the place. It is a 3-bedroom, 1 3/4 bath home. And this place has a septic tank, a water well. It's stick-built cedar house. It's zoned agricultural. It's got views you wouldn't believe. They're asking $398,000. It's got 15 acres, 15.34 acres, and it's a gorgeous home. Another home of theirs that they have is 1 mile past the place, and it's an A-frame style house that has no bedrooms conventionally, but you could literally have 3-bedroom areas with no closet or a window. It is in the Heckix home sites. It's a perfect place for a remote little getaway for a hunter or a hiker, an artist, fisher person. Anybody who loves the outdoors would love this place. It's got 1 bathroom. It is at, they're asking $94.9 for it, and it's on 0.72 acres. Another sponsor for this evening is American Fuel Company. And American Fuel Company has two gas stations in Big Piney and LaBarge. They've got a bulk plant for fuel and oil. And the bulk plant has been in business since 1995. It's a sublet-based business and is locally operated. It's got in-house credit and financing. If you're interested in the credit or financing, please call 367-6311. And they have 24-hour fueling in Big Piney. They offer ice cream cones for every 15 gallons of fuel. Another place that High Mountain Real Estate is offering is a three-bedroom, two-bath home with beautiful sunny rooms located in the Barger subdivision. It's got private water, septic tank, stick-built with a vinyl exterior, and electric heat. Forced air, electric fuel. So that covers our sponsors for the evening. And if you are interested in learning more about what you're going to be voting on November 2nd, if you live in Big Piney, Marbleton, or Pinedale, you can go to a sample ballot and download it, print it out for yourself. Go to www.subletyo.com. That's SubletteWyo.com. And when you see general sample ballots, just click on the words additional info below the words general sample ballots, and you can download a sample ballot with all of the people that you're going to be voting for in House District number 22 and House District number 20. If you live in LaBarge, unfortunately, they don't have something that you can download online, but you can get the Little Chicago newspaper, the Star Valley Independent, and they have printed sample ballots in those papers this past week. So, we are here this evening in association with the Sublet Examiner, the Pinedale Roundup, and PinedaleOnline.com, broadcasting the first of two election forums. Tonight's is for school district number 9, along with the sheriff, county commissioners. And tomorrow at 6 o'clock, tune in again, and Bob will be broadcasting live from the library here in Pinedale, and they will be doing the school district number 1 and house district number 22. Candidates. We're here at KPIN Pinedale, the station that keeps you informed and entertained.